This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Tuesday, August 4th. Well, cattle markets were extremely quiet yesterday, a very narrow range in a market that just doesn't see very big moves anymore. The cash trade's been fairly stable. Box beef has been kind of mixed, but the futures market just has found a range again that has been pretty comfortable for it. We had a big reversal down a week ago, no follow through. The market has come back up to the upside and tested that swing high and is hovering right near that high. Yesterday, box beef values were higher. We had the choice up 140 at 205, select up 51 cents at 190. The spread was up 89 cents at 1426, movement 104 loads. Slaughter rate yesterday, 113,000 head. That was 4,000 less than a week ago and 7,000 less than a year ago. In a weekly cash summary, we had the Fed trade averaging around 98. It's up 1 on the week, still down 15 from a year ago. Dress trade at 160, up 2 on the week, down 24 from a year ago. Average dress weights at 833 pounds, down 1 on the week and up 24 from a year ago. Southern Plains steer prices were at 153. That's up 4 on the week, down 2 from a year ago. Rib primals at 166, unchanged in both last week and a year ago. 90% trimmings at 236, down 2 on the week and up 15 from a year ago. So year to date, federally inspected slaughter was down 5.3%, cow slaughter down 0.1%, average weights up 2.8%, beef production down 2.6%. So this is some of the reasons we're seeing the cash trade be pretty well supported, that beef production has been down over the last several weeks and in fact months. The question really has come down to demand. Now, with COVID and the economy really struggling to get some traction here, restaurants starting to shut down again, there's been a kind of a sweeping fear that you're going to see another round of pressure in the cattle complex that hasn't materialized. There's been decent demand for beef from grocery stores, of course, as consumers continue to you know, kind of keep enough in storage, if you will. But there's plenty of beef around. And even with the marketing hole, with the low placements in March and April, the feedlots have been able to stretch that out. And packer profits have been strong. Feedlots have been able to kind of push cash prices higher and capture some of that margin. Other than that, you know, we'll just wait and see what the economy does and what demand does. We have a fairly decent handle on what our supply situation is, other than the roughly million head that have been floating around out there waiting to be slaughtered primarily into hamburger or ultra prime cuts. But it's hard to get data on that, to be honest. You know, just don't have the statistical system to track those, but they are still out there for the most part. And we haven't seen a huge drop in select beef cuts or a huge increase in hamburger production. We haven't really seen that hit the market yet. Perhaps it's going into cold storage, which would be a good place for it. But either way, we're looking at a market that has been obviously well supported and just doesn't seem to want to break. August would be a time where you'd see some seasonal lows, but we appear to be working our way to be contra-seasonal. And that would suggest we're going to see pressure as we head into the fall rather than the typical rally into the fall. Now, a huge corn crop coming is likely supportive for the feeder cattle. They too have been very well supported over these last few weeks. The feeder cattle index is up a pretty healthy 122 yesterday, sitting at 139.80. That's still about $5 below where the front month board is, and will converge here in the next 3 weeks or so. But and that's easy enough to do, but there's obviously some clear support to the cash trade for steers as well. Any comments, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.